Phelps told reporters Tuesday that while the state is still seeking PPE, or personal protective equipment, some of that need has been met by private donors.
To date, we've received 200,000 gloves, 100,000 surgical masks, and nearly 5,000 N95 masks, all from private donations.
But they'll need more than that to meet anticipated needs.
This certainly isn't an Oregon issue. It's a national issue, and in fact, a global issue. I think we can always look and say, we need more PPE. We clearly did not have the stock to address a pandemic that was going to last for months, to address a pandemic that was going to impact the entire U.S. and the entire globe.
He said while the whole concept of staying home and flattening the curve is to prevent people from getting sick, it's also to slow the speed at which people fall ill.
So it's almost not necessarily about limiting or minimizing the number of people that get sick. It's about when they get sick. As long as we keep our supply chain moving, we keep bringing in additional PPE, the important thing is that we don't go over what our surge capacity is. We want to make sure we maintain the number of hospital beds to treat those that are sick. So that's what flattening the curve is doing.
Phelps said OEM is aware of the psychological toll on residents.
This is a very, in a lot of ways, slow evolving emergency or disaster, but it's incredibly impactful across the state. So we want to make sure that the anxiety that I know Oregonians are feeling is being addressed. One of the things that we've requested through the Federal Emergency Management Agency that hasn't yet been approved is mental health crisis counseling. So we want to make those services available.
Phelps said his message is consistent.
So I'm going to keep saying it unapologetically. We need to stay home to save lives. For those who need to leave the house, those first responders and frontline workers in medical settings, and those working in essential service industries like grocery stores and at gas stations, I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing. It means a lot to us at the state. We know that you're doing all you can to help us with this response.
Paraphrasing what he said at yesterday's press conference, where he spoke in terms of months, not weeks, before the pandemic would ease, Phelps said, "We're in the first few miles of a marathon, and we're going to be at this for quite a long time." In Astoria, I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.